And finally, the U.S. is planning to add a new prison at the notorious Guantanamo Detention Center. The new prison building will be for, quote, special detainees. U.S. Congress has decided that Washington must keep Guantanamo open indefinitely. This is while Barack Obama had promised to shut down the prison before he won his first term as the U.S. president more than 4 years ago. Guantanamo prison gained notoriety after it was revealed that the U.S. used various torture techniques on inmates under the Bush administration. Reports have said harsh interrogation methods are still being used at the prison. Guantanamo inmates are on a hunger strike, protesting against their indefinite detention and the diminishing prospects that the infamous prison will be closed. Mark Mason is a political commentator who joins us from San Francisco. Mark Mason, one of the deductions I'm making from this piece of news is that there are going to be more arrests made and perhaps put into this prison. What is your deduction?
I think it's fair to say that the promise that we received from President Obama in 2008 that you mentioned in your report is simply put a lie. This is a permanent installation, a permanent prison. It's violation of international law. It violates very basic human rights, legal concepts that go back 800 years, the right to a speedy trial, the right to due process, the right to habeas corpus, basically being the prison is indefinite detention, people thrown into prison, they have no access to the court system. This is a gross violation of human rights and well-respected around the globe concept of legal rights. We know that this is a permanent facility now. In January, the U.S. State Department shut down their office. They had an office intended to work on the closure of Guantanamo. The State Department shut down their Guantanamo prison closure office in January. U.S. Navy, just this week, ordered the immediate shutdown of commercial flights to Guantanamo, making it more difficult for reporters, the Red Cross, and other concerned individuals to actually get to the prison to see what's going on there.
Very well. We're going to have to leave it there. Thank you very much. Political commentator Mark Mason there from San Francisco.